Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 6.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Pam Puso. Another showdown between the White House and Congress. Democrats insist they need to know more about an alleged promise made by President Trump over the phone to a foreign leader. Acting Spy Chief Joseph McGuire is so far withholding the complaint.
The new whistleblower complaint may further stress the relationship between the intelligence community and the administration. There are remaining legal questions over whether Acting DNI McGuire can share intelligence from executive branch communications.
Fox's Catherine Herridge. Terror charges against a New Jersey man who authorities say was working as an operative for Hezbollah.
They say he'd been scouting and surveying dozens of locations in New York and D.C., like the U.S. Capitol building, Times Square, even major bridges and tunnels.
That's Fox's Aisha Hosni. America is listening to Fox News.
If you had an inspirational alarm clock, what would it say to help you start the day? Greg Budell, what would your alarm clock say?
You can do it!
Jay Scott, how about you? What affirmations does your alarm clock offer?
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
And how about you, Emily Hayes? How does your alarm help you get out of bed?
Wake your butt up!
Bailey the Wonder Dog, do you have an alarm clock? I guess not. And Rich Thomas, I know you dream about the weather a lot. What do you hear from your alarm clock that makes you spring out of bed?
Coming right at us!
Ah! Yeah, that might get me moving too. Well, no matter what your alarm clock says, it's time to stand by for three men and a lady.
I just want to tell you good luck. We're all counting on you.
And welcome to Friday at News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. A little bit later, our Duncan and Son Predictathon, maybe with a twist today. My name is Greg Goodell. Jay Scott's here. He's ready for Random Facts next hour. Emily Hayes is on the way. But what a beautiful morning.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
It is truly a Dear Diary type morning outside. It just feels great and very comfortable with temperatures in the mid-60s. We have a little easterly breeze. Wasn't that breeze yesterday so nice? Jeez, refreshing. I mean, when we call 91 cooler, well, it's 12 degrees cooler than the day before. For today, mostly sunshine, tolerable temperatures and humidity. A nice easterly breeze with a high around 89. Tonight's low 66. Tomorrow, a nice day. Very tolerable. High 91. 67 the low tomorrow night. Sunday's high 93. Monday and Tuesday will be in the mid-90s. Probably Wednesday too, and still dry. Fall officially begins, of course, on Monday at 2:50 a.m., the autumnal equinox. And I love saying autumnal. Right now this morning, we have 64 degrees, clear skies, east winds at 6 miles per hour. It's 6:04.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A homicide investigation is now underway after the death of a man who was shot back in August. Authorities say 38-year-old Rodriguez Hampton was shot on August 4th in the 3100 block of Atlanta Highway. He died from his injuries on September 10th. Authorities initially began a death investigation in the case, but now say his death was a homicide. Governor Kay Ivey announced she will be undergoing treatment for a malignancy discovered on her lung. Ivey says this cancer is treatable and will not prevent her from serving as governor. Ivey says the spot was discovered during a routine exam. And in the last week, around 120 wildfires have burned more than 1,000 acres of land in the state. The state has issued a fire danger advisory for all 67 counties because of dry weather conditions. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James.
Today's show is made possible by Friday, the day to plan all those bad decisions you'll eventually regret on Monday.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. I'm talking to you today about rental property. Many people own rental property in our area, but struggle with managing their own property. They rent to people they don't know anything about and allow them to be in their property and not pay regularly and destroy their property. I've been handling rental property for others for over four decades. Most of our tenants are multi-year tenants, some as long as 10 years in the same house. They pay on time, take care of the house and yard. We'll call you when something is wrong so we can get it fixed. We only use licensed and bonded repair people so the tenant can feel comfortable allowing a service technician into the home. Tired of renting property on your own? Get the best professional management company in our area, the Goodson Group. Call Bo Goodson, 551-0225. Text or call me, 221-2883.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit the Women of Hope.org or call 220-4599.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What are you guys doing up so early?
I'm listening to a dumb nonsense radio show.
Oh, that radio show.
Actually, it's my favorite, too.
We have standards.
Incredibly low standards.
Good thing it's Friday.
Today is Friday.
Oh, thank God, Friday, TGIF.
Thank God it's TGIF.
Let's start this weekend.
It's showtime.
Well, I was looking around for news on the big Area 51 rush today.
Was that today?
Yeah, but it's supposed to be at 3 o'clock this morning, but so far, nothing. So we'll go with this excitement.
Now in theaters, Rambo, Last Dud. Rambo's much older.
Why you want?
And faces his biggest challenge yet.
Do you think I can use your toilet?
Dealing with a weak bladder.
Go in, boy, call the police!
Rambo, Last Dud.
I don't think I can hold it.
Now playing in the incontinent theaters. Check your underwear for stains and showtimes.
Goodness.
Ooh, it is Friday. I'm not seeing anything on this Area 51 thing. So, and of course, the guy that started it said he did it kind of as a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And got this unbelievable response.
So I don't know that we should be expecting anything there anyway. All right. Today, among other things, I was thinking, of course, I must run
That's
this.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, always. Running this up the Duncan and Son flagpole, but I was thinking maybe we'll do both games.
What? Yeah. That's madness.
It's crazy, but I think it's a good idea because the Auburn game
just might work.
The Auburn is it's an SEC game, so
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both nail biting barn burners, and give people two chances to win.
Yeah,
because we had no winner last week and the week before, but
We've done very well with people predicting the number of points the winning team is going to get. It's the losing team they've missed out on.
Yeah.
So we'll see about that. They'll be joining us around 7:40 at the usual time.
What witchcraft did you use that makes me want to describe your bologna sandwich?
It was so good. Here's what
I some. Let me grab this random call here.
Meal at a.
I'll tell you in a second.
Five-star expensive restaurant.
Oh, man.
It was so good.
I'm so flattered.
I'll tell you.
Really so, good.
What I said about it was, coming around the corner to the kitchen, I smelt it, and it was like my dad was making it at home, so it took me back home.
And then you put an egg on it.
You guys are getting teared up here. Who is this joining us on the telephone?
Hey.
This is Cooter.
Hey, man.
Hey, Cooter. Who?
Are you crazy, Greg?
What?
That's Area 51. They're not going to tell you how many protesters they killed. That's a top secret base.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
They could be completely overrun and they would never let us know about it.
Well, might be a whistleblower.
Yeah, they have signs out there that say, past this point at the peril of your own death.
Yes, the signs are amazing.
They're pretty specific.
Hey, Greg. I'm going to send you an email in a little while.
Yeah?
So you can invite me to become a MAPCO member. And then you get 500 points when I join.
A MAPCO member?
Oh.
You're going to invite me to be a MAPCO member?
You're going to invite me. You're already a member.
Yeah.
I'm not a member yet.
So I get 500 points?
If you invite me, and I go
free
with
coffee
game,
for that.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. How much is 500 points? I don't know. I've never been there.
Shoelaces.
I looked at my account. I think I had 10,000 points, and I was able to get a bottle of water and a large Diet Coke.
I know.
And they're not redeemable for cigarettes.
All right, guys. We'll talk to y'all later. Have a good weekend.
Good to hear from you.
All right. Of course, anybody that calls today qualifies for our end of the day grand prize drawings, which will include a tailgate to go package from Baumhauer's. Don't forget, if you're having folks over for the game, you can really save yourself a lot of trouble and serve them food that will make them happy by checking out the catering menu at Baumhauer's.com.
I probably need to do that. I've got some football people coming.
I have some really gross news this morning.
Oh, no?
Makes that any different than any other morning?
It doesn't qualify as a rocket scientist nominee, and it doesn't qualify as a morning maroon nominee.
Okay.
Happened on a Delta flight from Atlanta to Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, the 30,000-foot drop?
Well, yeah, that plane dropped almost 30,000 feet in 7 minutes. People were grabbing oxygen masks, hugging their families goodbye.
Were they throwing up?
Plane landed safely, but that wasn't the worst thing that happened on that.
Oh, no.
Apparently, a woman on the flight was wearing flip-flops and had a blister on her foot, and somehow it popped.
Oh, gross, Greg. Jeez, man. It's not even 6:15.
Well, it's a good thing you're not eating.
I mean, you know, I'll take it.
Yeah, keep reading.
It wasn't a water blister.
I'll split it with you.
It was a blood blister.
God,
that was a blood blister? Oh.
Gross.
And she and two guys had to be greeted by paramedics when they...
That must have looked like a murder scene.
Yeah. Pretty gross.
You guys.
All the weird things.
Episode of and Dexter.
It doesn't explain anywhere in this story why the plane dropped 30,000 feet in 7 minutes.
Right. I know it was from Atlanta to Fort Lauderdale.
The last time I flew was on Delta from, actually it was Fort Lauderdale back here.
Yeah.
And that was 8 years ago. And I still claim I don't think I'm going to find myself on a plane ever again.
I flew 3 times this year.
Well, you love to travel, so the excitement of your trip always seems to carry you through the hassle and aggravation of going through it. I'm not too sure that works for me. Well, it wouldn't be a bad time. We do have a legitimate rocket scientist of the day nominee, so why don't we go with that at 6:13.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Sometimes we use rocket scientists in the facetious sense because
That was a real rocket scientist. Right. This, though, earns the nominee because of its inventiveness. The product is called the wearable chair made by Astride Bionics. What happens is this straps to your legs and butt, and it automatically folds out when you go to sit. This has got to be for the person that has everything. They are sleek and streamlined, as wearable furniture goes, and they claim you can do normal activities while you're wearing one. You can even run with this thing strapped into place. The company also says they promote perfect posture, they protect your knees and back, and that being able to sit down anywhere will revolutionize the way people work. You can order it at LexByAstride, ASTRIDE.com. $400.
Well.
Yeah, so I know I won't be getting one of those for my birthday.
Well, we don't have time.
I don't need one of those anyway. I have the thinking stoop.
You'll get a card and you'll like it. That's Although we don't even have that
yet. That's a week from today.
We don't have that yet either.
Just don't worry about it. Let's just let it come and go with dignity.
Yeah, kiss.
God.
We'll give it a mention on the timeline. How about that?
That would be nice. Okay, I'll take that.
Good. I'll be working on that this weekend.
going through my trash pile for me. Yesterday threw me off because I wasn't able to do what I normally do because of computer issues. So I have all this crap left over, and I don't even know what's worth using and what's not. Now we got the Mr. Rod. I want to take a look at Facebook.
You posted the Mr. Rogers
sexy costume. Why are you rolling your eyes, Emily?
Why am I rolling my eyes? That's ridiculous. If you just put some green stripes on it, it could be the sexy Freddy Krueger.
Oh, that'd be a good one, too.
It's ridiculous. It doesn't even look like Mr. Rogers. I don't even know how you get Mr. Rogers from that.
Hey, did you see all the nice comments about the space station flyover? Those people that saw it last night and
yes.
See that? I see it. Beauty in the heavens. That was awesome.
Thanks for sending me that with that handy graphic you made yesterday.
Absolutely. There were a lot of people that saw the space station flyover last night.
We also had some reaction yesterday to the guy.
There it is.
sexy Mr. Rogers costume just in time for Halloween.
18 people.
How do I get rid of this chat box so I can read what we got here? Quite a bit of reaction to this, too. Let's see what everybody has to say. Bowling, meaning Bolt, our buddy, says no, just no. Gail says, who says this is just for the ladies? And basically what it is...
It's a bare midriff.
Pair of short hot pants that, yes, reveal a midriff, above which is a red halter sweater, a white collar but no shirt, and a black tie that goes down the cleavage hole. Well, what do you call it?
Down the cleavage hole.
That's exactly what you'd call it. No, I don't know.
The cleavage divide, the cleavage slot. Anybody
down the chest is fine.
Sounds like, never mind.
Let's see what else we got. Mrs. Ritterbuttle was homesick yesterday, so she turned up on almost all my threads. I can't even tell that is Mr. Rogers, she says. And Thino, the Greek god, says Mr. Rogers wore blue sneakers. It's not authentic. There's a photo there that at first I was going to delete because it looked like something else. Somebody wearing a box of Franzia wine costume.
It still looks questionable. I know that person, too.
Chucky says, if you remember Mr. Rogers' wood at the end of a show, take his sweater off, just a thought. And what is this from Jamie Nolan? This looks like something from the Hooters Club. Retired Hooters.
Oh, my. Why did I even look at that?
It's the force of gravity.
Those are the kind you can drop kick back over your own shoulder. What? What'd I say? What?
Emily finds that comment in disgust.
Well, I'm sorry.
Why did that lady get acquitted for a murder, emotional... Female outburst.
Yeah, something like that. Uncontrollable female rage.
Uncontrollable female rage. Emotion.
No, it was uncontrollable female emotion.
That'll be my defense.
All right, we have today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting coming up. And...
1972.
Whoops. 1, 2, 3. I can't, you know, I got to say something. I got to be real honest with all of you.
Okay.
This is a week I cannot wait for it to end.
Really?
Not because I worked so hard or any of that. This has just not been a fun week for
me. Well, we could tell yesterday. Today, you're better. You're a little bit better. Well,
yesterday, we had all these issues with a dead mouse.
Yeah, I replaced the batteries yesterday.
I noticed it worked great this morning.
Yep.
Live to serve.
Yep.
Well, I almost didn't. I almost completely forgot about it again because it worked all day for me, and I thought, no, I remembered and said, he can't come in and miss it again.
We thank Applied Security for bringing you the Rocket Scientist today. Their number's 279-8338. Mark and Vicky, terrific people, local company. They've been protecting us since this radio station, this broadcasting company was launched here at 4101A Wall Street, and have done a great job, and they can take good care of you. Take over your existing monitoring. 620. What was the temperature again?
64.
I'm going out for a dose of that. Right,
feels
now.
Check
lovely.
It out. Check it out.
All right. Here's your first look at the roads with Malaki.
As we roll on into a Friday morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we don't see any big problems for you this morning. The 31s are moving along just fine. There are no delays on the boulevard, and the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. Watch out where you're headed this morning, and keep an eye out for school buses and kids. Don't miss Monday Night Football at the Shack, featuring 50 Cent wings, 200 pounds of them until they're gone. Monday Night Football every Monday at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This Friday is just like last Friday.
I was a little nervous, but I think it's going rather well, don't you?
Nobody came here because they're a fan of me. They came here because they're your fan.
Okay, well, I'm happy
so
to
anything
talk to
you
this...
say, they're going to go along with that. So,
well, I think you're in... I think
well,
that's...
Well, it's true. It's true. These are Dr. Phil fans.
Oh, listen,
not
you should read my message boards.
I've now been in 57 states.
And I just found out I'm not smarter than a fifth grader.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
News. I'm Pam Puso. Another showdown between the White House and Congress. Democrats insist they need to know more about an alleged promise made by President Trump over the phone to a foreign leader. Acting Spy Chief Joseph McGuire is so far withholding the complaint.
The new whistleblower complaint may further stress the relationship between the intelligence community and the administration. There are remaining legal questions over whether Acting DNI McGuire can share intelligence from executive branch communications.
Fox's Catherine Harris. Terror charges against a New Jersey man who authorities say was working as an operative for Hezbollah.
They say he'd been scouting and surveying dozens of locations in New York and D.C., like the U.S. Capitol building, Times Square, even major bridges and tunnels.
That's Fox's Aisha Hosni. America is listening to Fox News.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
At 6:20.
timeline for September 20th. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
263rd day of the year, 102 days remaining. Could you just lower me just a little bit there?
Same. I can't put my...
Today is National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Yeah.
You know, I've been a really good boy for a really long time.
Maybe today's the day.
The pizza place. Uh-huh. You've been there, I've been there.
Oh, boy.
Celebrated the pizza place at Harrison Road in
Perry Hill.
That's the one. Perry's Hill.
It's National Punch Day. How about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
It's National String Cheese Day.
Mm.
Big fan.
It's a pretty good day for food.
1519.
Better than yesterday with that butterscotch pudding.
String cheese.
Yeah, you got an organ to go with that, a Wurlitzer?
Did you ever see the SNL bit where it was at the open of the show in the first season, and the cast members are all sitting on the stage dressed in tuxedos, and they're doing orchestra stuff, and they're called the Dead String Quartet.
I do remember that, yeah.
And one finally tips into the other, and they all and Chevy Chase, the last one, gets them Saturday Night Live. Bye, back to you.
1519, Ferdinand Magellan sets out from Spain in an effort to look for a western sea route to the rich Spice Islands in Indonesia. He five ships, 270 men. I think it was the first use of GPS. 1863, Confederates score a victory at the Battle of Chickamauga. I remember when Dad took me as a little boy to that battlefield. 1881, now just go with me here. Chester Arthur becomes the third president in 1 year. So the year began in 1881 with Rutherford B. Hayes in office, right? You with me so far?
Yes, I'm with you.
Hayes served out his first and only term, and he turned over the reins to James A. Garfield, who was shot. And then he lingered for 80 days, then he died. And so Chester Arthur became president, and we had three presidents in 1 year.
That's wild.
Then we jumped from the 1800s to 1969, 50 years ago. And we go from three presidents to Sugar Sugar, number one by the Archies, on this date, on the charts. And now, it's our song of the day. Are we done with the Songs of Summer series yet? Heck no! David Geffen discovered this young boy from the OC, Orange County. Said, son, I'm going to make you a star. He's Jackson Browne, of course. Summer of 1972, classic. Doctor, my eyes on the timeline.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
Played it to death.
Oh, no. Good song. And we'll put a period after that. 46 years ago in 1973, Jim Croce and his lead guitarist and four others died when their plane crashed into a tree while taking off for a concert in Sherman, Texas. He was 30 years old. Who knows what classic music we have missed after that terrible crash. 46 years ago, same day, 1973, Billie Jean King beats aging Bobby Riggs in the so-called Battle of the Sexes in straight sets, 6-4, 6-3, 6-3, in Houston at the Astrodome. 1976, Playboy releases Jimmy Carter's I Have Lusted for Women interview. 35 years ago in 84, The Cosby Show debuts on NBC, part of must-see TV on Thursday night. 1995, the House votes to drop the national speed limit and let states decide how fast people should drive. So states got to decide.
Thank God.
I think you can drive 85 in Montana on open roads. I think you can.
Yes, even Texas, I think. Is West Texas.
Right? West Texas. 21 years ago in 1998, after a record of 2,632 consecutive games, Cal Ripken Jr. of the Baltimore Orioles sat out a game against the Yankees, getting his first day off in 16 years. On the state in 2008, Norman Whitfield died in Los Angeles. Who is he? Well, he's only the most legendary Motown songwriter, producer of all. Heard it through the grapevine, ain't too proud to beg. Papa was a Rolling Stone. We only have a 3-hour show. Can't do them all. 2009, Mary Travers from Peter, Paul, and Mary passes away. She was 72. 8 years ago, Don't Ask, Don't Tell ends. Birthdays, Gunnar and Matthew Nelson. The twins are 52. Ricky Nelson's twin sons. George R.R. Martin is 71. Chuck from Styx, Pananzo is 71.
Had a wonderful reunion with him the last time they were in town.
Unfortunately, his brother, his twin brother, had died from alcohol many years before
that. I was doing news in West Palm Beach, and that story came across the wire while it was on the air.
Brother John?
Yeah, John was a great guy, too, but, man, he had a problem.
Sophia Loren is how old today?
74.
85. 85. What do you think?
Got to be in her 80s.
I was going 81.
85.
Hey, damn. What do I get?
Nothing. You get a card next week.
Oh.
3 days till autumnal equinox, the first day of fall. Birthday season begins next Friday. Gregory Benjamin is the first victim. Mm-hmm-hmm. Halloween in 41 days. The time changes 3 days later. And Christmas Eve is now 95 days away. If you got the tree up, that's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. 6:30.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
After this awful endless summer we've had, it is a pleasure to walk outside this morning and feel 64 degrees right now and a little breeze out of the east. Mostly sunny, tolerable temperatures and humidity today with that nice easterly breeze and a high of 89. Tonight's low 66. Tomorrow, nice day. Tolerable again with a high around 91. 67 tomorrow night. We'll go up to about 93 Sunday. Still dry Monday at 95. And I think mid-90s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Still dry. Looks like we'll end the month with the driest September ever recorded in Montgomery weather history. Right now this morning, with east winds at 6 miles per hour and clear skies, it's 64 at 6:32.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
We're going to discuss the nominees for the Toy Hall of Fame and kind of pick the toys we think belong in the Toy Hall of Fame out of the finalists that are listed. That's coming up in about 8 minutes and 4 seconds. Isn't it great how I can do that math?
I love that.
On the fly?
Yeah, I love that.
Let's see how things are moving so far this morning. I was just outside enjoying that. Oh, God, it's great.
Oh, man, welcome to the car this morning. I almost texted you and was like, thank you.
People were smiling yesterday and pointing at me and saying, thank you. And you got something on your face. Why don't you get that off?
It's just amazing out there. So at 6:32, let's see if people are enjoying the weather and keeping their mind on the roads.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic making our way through the middle of the 6 o'clock hour, and our traffic still looks great this time of the morning. We don't have any big issues for you. There is some traffic building up on the boulevard, but nothing to worry about. If you're on the interstates, they are up at a speed limit ride, and we're starting to see a little bit of a crowd coming out of the Wetumpka area. Please be careful on the 31s. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance, I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hey,
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I booked my plane tickets for a business trip. It was real last minute, so I took what I could get. Showed up to the airport just to find out that I got stuck with the middle seat on the plane. I hoped and prayed that the seats beside me would be empty, but when I got there I was sandwiched between two fatties. I wiggled in and barely squeezed into the seat. Oh, I hate the middle seat on a plane.
Elbows jammed into my body, armrests crowded, no room for me. Both my knees are smashed together, crushing up my man bits. Can't sleep because they are snoring. In-flight movie is so boring. Can't wait till this flight is over, cause these two have mad body odor. Plane.
6:36 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Coming up at the Cheap and Trashy, more on the new Rambo movie. You want to make a prediction on how much that'll gross?
$12.
Is that coming out soon?
Yeah.
This Friday, today.
Yeah, it's already out. You want to leave the show early and catch the first show at...
unless there's a war scene in it.
At the Cineplex. You have that option. By the way, we do have the Cheap and Trashy coming up after we talk to our friends at CBS8 on this morning's edition, Rising at 6:36. Doug and his unpredictathon about an hour from now, and we may do more than one game.
That's madness.
That's crazy.
But you get to make the rules. It's your show.
Well, I just want to confirm with Don. We've never done it before, so why not?
Why not? What and a time to be alive.
Quite frankly, the participation from the Alabama Nation has been a little better than the participation from the Auburn Nation.
Okay.
Isn't it always? I'm sorry.
So, well, yeah, all the time.
What does that say to you? The Auburn people are out enjoying the elements outside and
nature. I got better things to do than visit my silly Facebook page.
I think that's it.
My spin.
For those of you who are hungry but are skipping breakfast because you think it's a good thing, you make your worst decisions on an empty stomach. It's a study out of Scotland, home of the bagpipe. They found that when people are hungry, it made them more impatient, and they wound up making dumber, more impulsive decisions. So people generally know when they're hungry, they shouldn't really go food shopping because they're more likely to make choices
That's true. That's very interesting.
Well, I've always heard that, not to go to the grocery store on an empty stomach.
Don't go on an empty stomach, and don't go after you just stuffed yourself, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because then nothing's appealing. Yeah. Make a list and stick to it. That's,
check it twice.
What we try to do.
Going to find out who's naughty and nice.
I'm just going through things here that have accumulated over the week that we didn't get around to discussing.
Okay.
Top IT professional pickup lines.
Oh, no. That would be probably hilarious. Good. I bet it's going to be good. I'll listen.
I'll be the IT guy. Emily, you be the target.
The target.
The target.
The only error I see here is you not coming home with me tonight.
Oh, no, that's awful.
I am going to need the password to your heart.
These are lame. These aren't even clever.
Hey, girl. Actually, this is even better than Rich's.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick up later.
Which one is this?
Hey, girl, when they programmed you, they threw out the code.
That's actually okay. That's better than the other couple. The other couple were weak sauce.
How about this one? Bam, girl. In your case, PDF stands for pretty darn foxy.
PDF.
Pretty darn foxy. Yeah. Did Austin Powers show up? And
well, let's face it, if it's an IT guy coming to hit on you.
He's probably not.
Here's another one. Emily, you're definitely not a password because you're unforgettable.
These are good.
Hey, feel free to text me at night for a rebooty call.
That's funny.
That's good.
That's funny.
I promise that unlike your operating system, I won't crash after 5 minutes.
Oh.
Hey, Emily, how about if we go to my place and interface?
Interface.
Can we use somebody else's name now?
Jay, I know you like Yahoo, but would you consider me Hotmail?
Hotmail.
Oh, I haven't heard of Hotmail in the longest time.
I know some people that...
Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The National Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York has announced 12 finalists that it will be on its ballot for Toy of the Year.
Yeah.
It's always a mixed bag.
Some of these choices include Care Bears, coloring books, Matchbox cars, and the smartphone.
Toy? Okay, all right. Want to bring in 3 Minute Lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Is smartphone, that's a toy?
They consider it a toy.
That was my thought as well.
Yeah.
But, I mean, kids play with it, so
yeah,
sure.
And kids want them.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, but how many parents tell their kid, don't play with your, it's not a toy. Right. I would, as a parent, I would say that doesn't qualify. Most of the toys that were popular when I was a kid are already in the Hall of Fame, like cardboard box.
Stick.
Rope.
Rock. Brick.
Do you guys know what this is, right? You know what this is, right? What is that?
You gotta be kidding.
Oh, Slinky, yes.
Oh, yeah, Slinky. There you go. Yeah.
Wow,
they were a little slow on that one.
I know.
I thought they would have gotten
shocked.
That.
I knew someone was going to say it. I was going to say blame it on the TV delay.
Oh, yeah, there is a slow.
We're going to find everything.
Exactly. And my eyesight is not that great.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, I don't know what he has going on over there. My other guess was going to be Silly Putty.
What about Yo-Yo?
Yo-Yo's in there.
Yeah, Yo-Yo's in.
Yo-Yo.
Yeah, that's... did you ever...
What about the Yo-Yo ball? Do y'all remember that? No?
No, Yo-Yo
ball. Yeah. I know what...
Okay, good. Yeah, I
know.
Several of those.
How many people...
my cousins could do the Yo-Yo, but...
How many people remember Super Ball? Do you know what a Super Ball is?
Oh, yeah. I think they're using it in Major League Baseball this year.
I know what a pogo ball is.
Super Ball would
I want
bounce like crazy.
I want everybody in the group at Rising, and I want all three of you to know. I don't know if I've ever told you this, but when I was about 10, I was the Chicago paddleball champion.
Is that right?
You know what that is?
I know what paddle ball is.
Yes. It's a paddle with a rubber ball that's held on by a rubber band.
Yeah.
And you kind of...
I'm really, really, really good at that.
Are you?
I used to get one every year for Easter. Yeah. I mean, I'm a little bit rusty maybe because I haven't done it in a little while, but I used to get one for Easter every year, and I don't know why that was always in the Easter.
Somewhere in my box of treasures, next to my broadcasting awards... and my certificate from the Pope. I have... what?
Subtle brag.
No, I did. I emceed a mass for Pope John Paul II. Who else can say that?
Yeah.
Not too many.
Name dropper.
Hey, so women.
The priest emcees the mass. I didn't think that they needed...
Yeah, emcees the mass.
You're wrong.
Hey, I'm remembering a SNL bit called Happy Fun Ball. You remember Happy Fun Ball? Do not taunt Happy Fun Ball. I don't know. Anybody remember that? All right.
Somewhere in my awards case is I got a gold paddle for winning that championship.
Is that right?
1,215 or 16 times I kept that thing going.
Wow.
Wow.
It's
so no one is going to know what this is. I don't think.
Okay.
But does anyone know what the Waboba is?
The Waboba?
Is that a song by Richie Valens?
It's, okay. it's when you go, like, when you go to the beach, they have those little balls that you throw and they bounce off the waves.
Skipping rocks on.
Oh, no, I don't know that, Andrew.
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. Cool.
It sounds like a good...
skip on across the waves?
Sounds like a good stocking stuffer.
Really, hey, I'm taking Wobobas.
Wait a minute.
They're so much fun.
Do you get them back?
If you're good at playing the game.
Oh, wait. So
like
I'm
you,
not understanding.
Like, you throw it, like, you go out in the water and you throw it to each other and you can, like, dive over the waves and catch them.
I was thinking, did you not think that he was saying, like, skipping rocks?
I thought you were standing on the shore just throwing it in the ocean.
I wonder if Frisbee.
Come back with the wave.
I'm wondering if Frisbee is in the Toy Hall of Fame.
I think it is.
It is.
Yeah. I think it is.
I love Frisbee.
Let's go around the room then. And
I'm surprised Matchbox cars are not.
Yeah,
I
know.
Well, I actually think we should go around the group and we should all vote for the one of this list that we think deserves to go in. And I think Matchbox cars.
Yeah.
Matchbox
is
the most deserving.
What's the list? Is Cabbage Patch Dolls on there?
Well, no, but they got coloring books. They got coloring books on that list.
Oh.
Yeah, they're kind of due.
Activity. I guess that's a toy.
I got a Cabbage Doll story to tell you sometime when we have more time. It's really funny.
Nerf guns.
Okay.
Fisher Price corn popper.
The top.
All right.
What's a corn popper?
The thing makes little kids think they're vacuuming.
You know, they roll it on the floor and it... And
oh,
then,
I thought... That was a...
Oh, that's the one.
That was a kid's popcorn maker.
No.
Yeah, no.
Oh, boy.
It makes a lot of noise.
I guess my vote is just for the smartphone then. I was a little skeptical at the beginning, but now that I've heard some of these toys... The corn popper, I think I'm just going to go back with the smartphone.
No, I'm going with Matchbox cars.
Yeah, because they've been around a long time. They've waited their turn. They're due.
Whatever you call that thing.
It walks downstairs, alone or in pairs.
Have a great weekend, y'all.
Bye, guys. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
Oh, yeah, not tomorrow.
No,
Monday.
No. You've got
the problem.
Get it together, Andrew.
If you want to hear more from 3 Minute of Lady, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
All right, I think... I'm not sure. I got to try and remember to stop at the Cracker Barrel because they have a lot of antique kind of toys or older toys.
Why don't you say retro toys?
Retro toys.
There you go.
I've got a request for you.
Okay.
I hope you can do it. It'll be very short. It's from YouTube. Put Happy Fun Ball in. And since we had this conversation about this toy, if you can do it like after the break or something, or sometime this morning,
ball.
Happy Fun Ball by it's SNL. It's an SNL bit.
Oh,
and it is hilarious.
Well, as is my habit,
you're gonna
paddle ball in an email subject line to myself.
Okay,
so I'm gonna do that, and I'll bring up that YouTube thing requested.
Okay,
that or the one where they do the. I think it was Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin.
The Bassomatic?
Not the Bassomatic.
Bassomatic.
But he was the...
The dangerous toy guy.
Candace Bergen.
It was Candace Bergen, That's right.
This is a bag of glass.
It's safe.
Happy Fun Ball.
Let's see. That may be in my Christmas file, which everything Christmas is under XC.
Do you remember wasn't it Big Red that was like the Viking guy that spun around spewing blood?
Yes.
And like they were this super nice home in suburbia and the kids are getting splattered with all this fake red blood and it's like a nice pristine white living room and all the furniture is getting covered in it.
That another one.
Big They'd, red.
That SNL app is pretty good, though.
And one with, it was action figures for kids to play with, but it was based on the movie Philadelphia.
Oh, man. But you're right. The one with...
You know, I don't know if they do it today, but that's kind of sad that they wouldn't.
But the toy executive in the glass, that is a good one.
Yeah.
What's it called again? Toy?
Happy Fun Ball.
Oh, Happy Fun.
Fun Ball.
There it is. And it says 1:46.
We have time.
Okay.
I'm Greg Goodell. I can tell you all the time I want.
It's happy. It's fun. It's happy.
Yes, it's Happy Fun Ball, the toy sensation that's sweeping the nation. Only $14.95 at participating stores. Get one today.
Warning. Pregnant women, the elderly, and children under 10 should avoid prolonged exposure to Happy Fun Ball.
Caution. Happy Fun Ball may suddenly accelerate to dangerous speeds. Happy Fun Ball contains a liquid core, which, if exposed due to rupture, should not be touched, inhaled, or looked at. Do not use Happy Fun Ball on concrete. Discontinue use of Happy Fun Ball if any of the following occurs: itching, vertigo, dizziness, tingling in extremities, loss of balance or coordination, slurred speech, temporary blindness, profuse sweating, or heart palpitations. If Happy Fun Ball begins to smoke, get away immediately, seek shelter, and cover head. Happy Fun Ball may stick to certain types of skin. When not in use, Happy Fun Ball should be returned to its special container and kept under refrigeration. Failure to do so relieves the makers of Happy Fun Ball, Wacky Products Incorporated, and its parent company, Global Chemical Unlimited, of any and all liability. Ingredients of Happy Fun Ball include an unknown glowing substance which fell to Earth, presumably from outer space. Happy Fun Ball has been shipped to our troops in Saudi Arabia and is also being dropped by our warplanes on Iraq. Do not taunt Happy Fun Ball.
Do not taunt Happy
Fun Ball. Comes with a lifetime guarantee.
Happy Fun Ball. Accept no substitute.
Still legal in... They used to say still legal in 37 states.
I miss Phil Hartman.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And the video following that was the one where they all showed up with shirts with one letter. One was U, one was K, one was C. And, I thought that was pretty daring and clever. The big, cheap, and trashy story of the day, Rambo is back in
here. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for Rambo number 5.
One, two, three, four, five. Didn't know John Rambo was still alive at the theater around the corner. Some people said they're gonna see it, but I really don't wanna. Storyline and the plot is weak, cause Sly Stallone is 93. I like First Blood, Second Blood, Third Blood 2, but the fourth sequel, I wish that it was through. Doesn't Stallone know he's sick of it? But then again, he made Rocky 6. Come on, Sly, it's no good, I'm not a liar. It's time to retire. A whole lot of wrinkles on Stallone. Why don't you just leave us alone? Another Rambo movie we don't need. Just go and join AARP. I don't care how the story ends. No action heroes wear Japans. Can't go back to being young, and I can't go back and get a ticket refund.
Honestly, I'd be surprised if this movie breaks 20 million this weekend. At 6:51. All right, there's a story. It's one of the lead stories on FoxNews.com. Dennis Rodman claims Madonna offered him $20 million to get her pregnant back in the 90s. Now, Rodman is kind of prone to wild claims.
Yeah.
But so far, Madonna has not denied this story.
Interesting. I didn't know Madonna had a thing with JFK Jr.
No.
Yeah, he did. She did.
Really?
In fact,
it was a different time.
He was played some of her phone messages on the answering machine to his best friend, and pretty wild.
JFK and Madonna.
This is terrible. This is one of the worst
disasters
in the world.
Said, I don't even feel like
doing
the rest of this after hearing that.
Oh, bless it.
Pretty wild.
Kim Kardashian delayed giving birth to Northwest for 2 hours so she could get an emergency manicure. How do you do that? How do you delay birth for 2 hours when the baby's ready to come? Generally,
you can take something, can't you?
I said epidural.
Don't they give you something?
The epidural, that's not epidural. Epidural's to help you not feel anything. There's stuff they give you, I think, that can slow contractions down, but I would know, as I have
Happy Fun
never
Ball.
Been with child.
I was watching the episode of The Office where Pam is having her baby, and it's really hilarious. Especially when they were practicing the Lamaze classes. Did you see that where they're using a watermelon?
I don't know the Office.
You don't know the Office?
I've seen one. I've seen maybe two.
Yeah, maybe one or two.
This may be the last great TV show ever produced on network because they explore topics that are, you know.
I get to hear about it every day now.
He's mad now. That was something I shouldn't have said.
Did an NFL referee scold a Dolphin player and tell him to lay off Tom Brady? And the Dolphins, are how they manage this, I don't know. They have been, ever since they mistreated and blew out Coach Shula, they haven't done squat.
No, it's been bad.
We're talking 25 years now for a team that was routinely at least in the playoffs.
Always.
Once Marino and Shula left, man, it was...
Somebody watched the game from Jacksonville last night and said nobody was in the stands. Did anybody
not surprised.
Turn over?
Who cares? The NFL's got issues, but don't expect the media to bring that to your attention. So Miami lost their first game, 59-10. They lost this past week to New England, 43-0. Wow. But late in the game, this guy, Raekwon McMillan, it was a legal hit, but he took down Tom Brady, and the referee said, stay off Tom. So he says. Meaning the NFL does not want its star players. Say, there's already a bunch of quarterbacks that are either out for a good amount of time or out for the year.
Yep.
And Brady himself said he couldn't watch Thursday Night Football because the officiating was so bad. Too many penalties. Let us play. I'm turning off this game. I can't watch these ridiculous penalties anymore. That was last night from Tom Brady. That very game you were talking about. It is 6:55. I don't know if there's anything else on this list. I always have more than we really need. Saddest moments in TV history. That's something we can talk about. Rundown of the Emmy. Nobody cares about that. So let's see what JD has to say at 6:55.
Hey, I was just going to throw a little fun fact about the Dolphins. When Saban was there, they said they were going to give him full control of the team and who he wanted to place on the team.
Right.
Well, they wouldn't give him control of the players. And he said, I'm not going anywhere. They promised him he could have... Well, he picked one quarterback, and they said he could have him. And at the last minute, they said, no, we don't think he's good enough. And that's when Saban left. That quarterback was Drew Brees, who won the Super Bowl the following year.
Hmm.
Well, you can't judge Nick by that tenure with the Dolphins because, first of all, the NFL players... don't have to, you know, they make a ton of money, they make more than their coach, and they can tell them, you know.
Well, it's not about judging Nick, it's just poor traits on the Dolphins. They have made countless bad decisions that have led them down this path.
Absolutely horrendous. They have really...
And they've got the new Miami Dolphins candles. You just got to be careful because apparently they get blown out easily.
Thank you, JD.
Yeah, thanks.
No, it is pathetic. And when they did decide to retire Coach Shula involuntarily, there was a lot of squawking down. And you can ask Bob. Next time we have Bob on, we'll ask him about that.
Yeah, we seem to have Bob on whenever I'm not around.
But they're getting worse. The Dolphins have just been they've lost their first two games by a combined score of 102-10. That's pretty weird.
I know what the baseball team gets as far as attendance. How does the football team do?
It's a front-running town. When the Dolphins are good, they'll sell a lot of tickets. I can't tell you, though, how many times in the 80s our radio station and the affiliate TV station, Channel 10, bought up the last 1,000 tickets.
To make it a sellout?
To make it a sellout so it could be broadcast locally.
Yeah, I got you. That's right, the blackout.
Yeah.
The blackout rule. Yeah.
Radio stations used to do that kind of thing then.
Yeah.
And sometimes that would run, you know, like $5,000 or $10,000. 6:57 is the time. Jack Ingram signature used cars. If you're looking, I may stop by and see Tip James myself this weekend just to see what's happening. Oh, man, they have moved a lot of cars out of the 10,000 category. I don't take attendance here. They still have a couple of Volkswagens in there. One of the Jettas has been sold.
The red Jetta's gone.
Well, somebody had to buy it because it was such a great-looking vehicle with low mileage. Everything in this category, though, like this 2010 Nissan Murano, that's top-of-the-line Nissan SUV. This car looks incredible, great vehicle history, beautiful body, clean and pristine interior, and an engine ready to deliver reliable driving miles. That's worth a look. 2009 Toyota Camry SE, that's new in this category. $6,800 for that. Oh, and a little Ford Escape XLT at $99.90 with only 70,000 miles on it. That's a car that's 10,000 miles a year. That's a car that was babied. That's see right. Tip James and his team at 235 Northeastern Boulevard or shop online by price, by category, by type of car or vehicle at jackingram.com.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
It's Friday morning, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and boy, we're starting off with a bang today. We have a few accidents for you. We have one in the 500 block of Hyundai Boulevard. We also see an accident at Taylor Road and the Troy Highway, and we have an accident with injury at Atlanta Highway and Coliseum Boulevard. Look out for emergency units headed that way. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota is now open Sundays after church from noon.